How about some good news? How about an endangered bird making a recovery? The red-cockaded woodpecker lives mostly in southeastern U.S., and it's been on the endangered species list for almost 50 years. But now it's doing well enough that there's been talk of downgrading its protections. But as Molly Samuel of member station WABE reports, there are concerns that this little bird isn't ready.
It's still dark out when wildlife researchers at Fort Stewart, Georgia, start their day. Crickets and frogs chirp in the muggy early morning. The mosquitoes are terrible. The researchers are here to catch a few woodpeckers, to tag them. Wildlife technician Josh Wimberly says they creep up to the trees to catch the birds as they wake up.
I find they're like people. Some of them sleep hard, some of them are very light.
Fort Stewart, near Savannah, is the largest army installation east of the Mississippi. It's also home to a large population of red-cockaded woodpeckers living in its longleaf pine forest. The bird used to be pretty common, but has been endangered for decades.
Actually, they were considered endangered before the Endangered Species Act was passed.
Larry Carlisle is a wildlife biologist at Fort Stewart. He says the red-cockaded woodpecker was one of the first species to be listed as endangered. The woods they live in, the longleaf pine forests of the southeast, were rapidly disappearing because of logging, development, and wildfire suppression.
People recognize that if we lost all of our mature longleaf forests, then we'd lose the red-cockaded woodpecker along with it.
Carlisle watches as Wimberly heads quietly into the woods to catch a woodpecker.
And so he's just putting a net that's mounted on a telescoping pole up over the cavity.
The cavity is the hole where the woodpecker is sleeping. Each bird has its own cavity in its own tree.
Oh, he's got one already.
Fort Stewart has done a good job helping bring these woodpeckers back. The numbers here are actually high enough that they catch red-cockaded woodpeckers here at Fort Stewart and move them to other places that need help building up their populations of the endangered birds. The researchers put ID bands on the birds they've caught.
This is a hatch year male, as you can see by the dot on the top of his head.
These are tiny little black and white woodpeckers. The adult males have red feathers on the sides of their heads. That's the red cockade that their name refers to. The young bird pecks Wimberly's hands between its squawks.
That's typical. You're feisty this morning.
So what's gone right at Fort Stewart? It's something that works across their range. Red-cockaded woodpeckers need two things, fire and artificial cavities. Fire, because that's what mature longleaf pine forests need to stay healthy. Artificial cavities, because right now there still aren't enough old pine trees for the woodpeckers to make their own cavities. So humans have to help by making special birdhouses for them. Larry Carlisle.
It's not rocket science. We've known what the bird requires for a long time. All you got to do is do it.
Across most of its range, at this point, the woodpecker's recovery is seen as a success. That's according to Jeff Walters. He's a behavioral ecologist at Virginia Tech.
People started bringing fire back. The artificial cavities happened. And now all of the major populations pretty much have increased.
Now the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is considering changing the status of the red-cockaded woodpecker from endangered down to threatened, or maybe even taking it off the list entirely. The agency wouldn't consent to an interview for this story, but sent a statement that partially says, quote, "The fact that we were able to consider reclassifying the woodpecker is a major accomplishment for conservation." And while it is an accomplishment, some are concerned that changing the woodpecker status now is a bad idea.
The red-cockaded woodpecker is still working on recovering. It's still being managed.
Ramona McGee is an attorney at the Southern Environmental Law Center. She says the woodpeckers can't survive without those two important things, controlled burns and artificial cavities.
It's still reliant on those conservation measures that the Fish and Wildlife Service, state agencies, the military, all these stakeholders have been doing for years.
McGee says she's concerned about switching the bird from endangered to threatened. That's because the Trump administration has changed regulations related to the Endangered Species Act, including changes to threatened species that, going forward, could leave the birds less protected. McGee also says if the federal government stops protecting the birds, some states, including Georgia, say they can't afford to keep up conservation measures long term.
The states are strapped for money, and they don't have the resources to do this sort of management that's required for red-cockaded woodpeckers on their own.
A spokesman for Fish and Wildlife says many of the agency's partners have said they will keep doing the things the birds need. Later in the morning at Fort Stewart, wildlife technician Ryan Adamson prepares to climb a tree to insert one of those artificial cavities.
I'm going to use a chainsaw to cut a cube out of the tree and replace it with an artificial bird box.
At Fort Stewart, they will continue burning, no matter what happens to the woodpecker status, keeping the forest healthy with prescribed fires, good for troop training, too. And they'll continue inserting cavities as long as the Army installation's natural resources plan calls for it. Once he's done with the artificial cavity and back down on the ground, Adamson and the other wildlife technicians laugh that they're building government housing for woodpeckers.
Yeah, they're kind of spoiled out here.
Scientists, including Jeff Walters, say they could live with the woodpecker being downlisted to threatened, but only if humans keep helping. If not,
we'll be right back where we started from.
Walter says a lot of people see red-cockaded woodpeckers as a big conservation success story, and it would be a shame for it to have a bad ending. For Here and Now, I'm Molly Samuel.